Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee is often called a city of neighborhoods, and with good reason. By some estimates, there are more than 100 distinct neighborhoods in the city, each with its own unique culture and community tradition.
But when it comes to the so-called hottest neighborhoods, Milwaukeeans tend to rely on some familiar favorites. Areas like Bayview, the Third Ward, and River West get a lot of attention. But one local writer is hoping to add a few lesser-known names to that list.
Claire Swinarski's piece on the city's best up-and-coming neighborhoods was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. She sat down with Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about how she picked the areas featured in her article.
To start out, I just kind of cast a wide net and I asked as many people as I could where they thought was cool in Milwaukee. And you're always going to get some of the more popular areas like, oh, I love the Third Ward, I love Bayview. But those are all kind of areas everyone knows are cool. So it's kind of looking for those areas that you don't hear about a lot. So when someone said, you know, Fernwood, I didn't even know what that was. And I had to talk to them and ask why they liked it. And then going down there and just seeing really what a great little neighborhood it is seemed like it would be a perfect fit. And so I was looking for areas that have great things to offer for citizens of Milwaukee and Milwaukee families without necessarily being those ones that always come up in conversation.
So what were the different aspects that you really looked at?
Sure. So I was looking at the different things to do there. You know, do they have parks? Do they have restaurants? I was looking at the houses. Brewers Hill, one of the neighborhoods, just has some really beautiful architecture. That was a great factor. And I was just looking for overall feel. You know, if it feels like it's on the up and up, like it's greatly improving. Lindsay Heights, for instance, is one that's seen some major changes in the past few years, and it just seems like it's on the up and up. And so anything that was kind of on that upward trajectory.
So let's talk about Lindsay Heights. What's the history of that neighborhood?
Sure. So Lindsay Heights has seen some tough times. It was hit hard by the recession. It's had a lot of different housing issues. And then Walnut Way really came in and helped clean it up. They started some community gardens. They helped a lot of businesses get started. And they kind of changed that trajectory it was seeing. So now, instead of being seen as a neighborhood that's, you know, maybe of lesser quality, I think people had the impression of it being dangerous, not very economically sound. It's now seen actually as a pretty cool little nugget in Milwaukee with a lot of really interesting places to eat. And like I was talking about, those cool community gardens, they've got some great nature installations, and it's just like a really fun looking city. And it's so interesting how if you go in there and just add those kind of things to the neighborhood, the entire attitude changes, just makes people happier to be there, makes people want to go there. And that can kind of have that chicken or the egg effect where then that helps the economy in that area grow. So it's been a really cool thing to watch.
Now, what does the housing stock in that neighborhood look like? Are we looking at mostly single family homes or apartments?
It's kind of a mixture. There's quite a few single-family homes. They've done a lot of refurbishing of the homes in that area, kind of cleaning them up and making them nicer, trying to make them look a little less dilapidated than they did before and making them just look a little fresher. But there's a mixture there.
So one of the neighborhoods you have on here isn't something that I'd exactly call up and coming. It's so close to the center of town that it's already sort of come, right? Brewers Hill, mm-hmm. Historic Brewers Hill, as some call it. What's going on in that neighborhood right now? Because when I go through there, it seems like there's so much development. It seems like it's really changing.
Yeah, so a lot of the houses in Brewers Hill have just been completely remodeled and refurbished as well, kind of restoring that cool old architecture. Brewers Hill is a really old neighborhood that definitely has come, but still a lot of people, again, don't think about it as one of those cool areas. It's kind of like, oh, Brewers Hill. And then you drive through it and you see the really interesting architecture and you learn more about the cool history of it. And it just stood out to me as one of those really interesting places in Milwaukee.
You have some that are also a little further out. Havenswood is a neighborhood that I wasn't terribly familiar with. And I think part of that is really just because it's sort of on the edge of the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does that neighborhood compare to some of the ones that are closer in, like Brewers Hill, like Lindsay Heights?
Yeah, I don't think you really feel like you're in Milwaukee when you're in Havenwood. They have that huge state forest that I just thought was so cool because obviously Wisconsin has a lot of really interesting nature, but you don't necessarily think nature when you think Milwaukee. I mean, we've got the lake, we've got the river, but we're not like a super greenery everywhere kind of city. And so Haven Woods is just super cool because they do have that nature reserve and schools can go there for field trips and they have different classes. But it definitely feels like you're outside of Milwaukee, even though you're not. So I really liked that one because I thought it's just a great little haven in Milwaukee. And if your family's looking to get outdoors, but they maybe don't want to drive, you know, all the way to a state park or all the way to Door County, there's something just right here in Milwaukee for them, which I thought was neat.
Now, you had a couple other ones. Silver City, I think that's a neighborhood a lot of people know of, but may not think of as being, you know, a kind of hip neighborhood. What makes it hip to you?
I thought Silver City seemed cool because someone asked me if I'd heard of it, and I was like, yeah, and they're like, but have you been to their restaurants there? And I didn't realize that it was like an international dining hub here in Milwaukee. They've got all different kinds of cuisine there, and something that I really thought was fun is that a couple of the different pho restaurants do like a pho competition. People come out and they can vote on which one has their favorite pho, and I just thought that that seemed super fun. They also have a couple cool Mexican restaurants, and it's just like a great place to go if you want international dining right here in Milwaukee. And I hadn't been aware of that. So when someone told me that and I went and drove around, I was like, this is awesome. People need to know about it.
So that's on the north side. Going down south, we have Fernwood. What distinguishes Fernwood among the neighborhoods in that area?
That was another neighborhood that someone told me about that, again, I was like, I didn't even know where Fernwood was. And then when I saw it, I was like, okay, so it's just like a little family area. But I think highlighting these areas where families live in Milwaukee is an important part of the city. And they have a little bit more of maybe what I'd call a suburban feel. It doesn't necessarily feel like Lindsay Heights, like you're in downtown Milwaukee. You're definitely still in Milwaukee, but it just feels a little like homier. And then they've got just some kind of things that you would think small town, but they're here in Milwaukee. So like they have a really cool house that decorates every Halloween with zombies that people love. And they have like a food truck festival. And I think it brings a little of that small town feel to Milwaukee personally.
When we get to that area of the city, it's a lot of homes that start to kind of feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
What makes Fernwood stick out when you're looking at a lot of those kinds of areas where, yeah, they do start to kind of feel suburban to some extent? What sets it apart from those?
I think what I liked about Fernwood was that although it did have that kind of feel, there were some things about it that still felt Milwaukee. Like, yeah, a lot of the homes look the same, but there were a few unique ones, and it still just kind of had that combination of city feel and suburban feel in one little area instead of where some of the areas you really feel directly city, like if you're, you know, down on Water Street. We're obviously in downtown Milwaukee. And if you go in some of the neighborhoods in Milwaukee, you might feel like, okay, we're in a little burb. I felt like Fernwood really had a nice combination, personally, where you kind of feel a little bit of both.
Now, when we're looking at neighborhoods, not just for a day trip, but more, you know, this is where I'm settling down, all of these neighborhoods together really kind of span the spectrum price point wise. Which neighborhoods are the more pricier neighborhoods? Which ones are the, if you're someone who is just starting out, which neighborhoods should you be looking at?
Yeah, if you're just starting out, you probably want to look more on the Lindsay Heights range. I think that Havenswood also had some more affordable housing. Brewers Hill is definitely going to run you a bit. It's maybe a home for more down the line when you're looking for your forever home with your family and you want something a little nicer, a little more historic and cool. That's kind of when I'd start to move there. I think Silver City, if I remember correctly, was kind of somewhere in the middle of that, a nice little stepping stone.
Well, Claire Swinarski, thank you so much for coming in, speaking with us on Lake Effect today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Claire Swinarski is a freelance writer based in Milwaukee. Her piece on Milwaukee's hottest neighborhoods was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Swinarski spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and for more information, you can head to WUWM.com.